Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Win Friends and Influence People is a classic self-help and interpersonal communication book by Dale Carnegie, first published in 1936. Rather than offering theory-heavy psychology, it presents practical principles for handling people, building rapport, and influencing behavior without unnecessary conflict. The book is organized around four major areas: basic techniques in dealing with others, ways to make people like you, methods for persuading others to your point of view, and guidance for leaders who need to correct others without causing resentment. Its central argument is that human relations improve when people feel respected, heard, and valued. Carnegie stresses sincerity throughout, making the book less about manipulation than about disciplined empathy, tact, and self-control. Because of its direct advice and memorable examples, it has remained one of the most widely read books in the personal development genre. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book's core method is replacing criticism with appreciation and empathy. Carnegie begins with the idea that most people respond poorly to criticism, condemnation, and complaint. His first principle is not a superficial politeness strategy, but a practical social insight. Direct negativity usually triggers defensiveness, while recognition lowers resistance. He therefore argues for honest and sincere appreciation, not flattery, because praise works only when it feels earned and specific. This section frames human relations as emotional, not purely rational. People are more willing to cooperate when they feel understood and respected, and less willing when they feel judged. Carnegie also adds the idea of arousing in others an eager want, which means presenting ideas in terms of the other person's interests rather than one's own convenience. That makes the book distinctive among self-help texts. It treats influence as a matter of aligning with human motivation instead of overpowering it. The focus is not on winning debates but on reducing friction, so cooperation becomes more likely. Secondly, likability is built through small acts that signal genuine interest. The second part of the book explains why social charm often comes from attention rather than performance. Carnegie's advice to show genuine interest in others: smile sincerely, remember names, listen actively, talk about the other person's interests, and make others feel important all point to the same psychological mechanism. People want proof that they matter. These are not isolated etiquette tips. Together, they create a pattern of interaction in which the other person feels seen and valued. Remembering a name is important because it signals recognition of identity, while active listening shows that a conversation is not being used merely as a stage for self-presentation. Carnegie repeatedly warns against insincerity, since people quickly detect manipulative friendliness. The point is to cultivate habits that make respect visible. In modern terms, the book argues that social capital is built through responsiveness, not dominance. That is why these principles remain practical in business, networking, leadership, and everyday relationships, where trust often depends on whether people feel given real attention. Thirdly, influence works better through agreement and participation than through argument. In the section on winning people to your way of thinking, Carnegie challenges the assumption that persuasion is mainly a contest of logic. He argues that arguments rarely produce lasting victories, because even a correct point can create resentment if the other person feels humiliated. Instead, he recommends avoiding open confrontation, respecting other opinions, admitting mistakes quickly, beginning in a friendly way, and getting the other person saying yes early. The logic is strategic and psychological. Once people feel attacked, they defend their status more than they examine the issue. Carnegie therefore advises speaking in ways that preserve dignity and invite participation. Letting the other person do much of the talking helps because people are more receptive when they feel heard, and ideas appear more acceptable when they seem partly self-discovered. He also suggests appealing to nobler motives, dramatizing ideas, and throwing down a challenge when appropriate. These methods show that persuasion, in Carnegie's view, depends less on forceful proof than on managing attitudes, emotions, and identity concerns. Fourthly, the leadership chapters emphasize correction without humiliation. Carnegie's final section addresses a common problem for managers, parents, and anyone in authority: how to change behavior without creating resentment. His answer is to combine firmness with tact. He recommends beginning with praise. Calling attention to mistakes indirectly, talking about one's own errors before criticizing others, asking questions instead of issuing blunt orders, and allowing people to save face. Each principle protects the person's sense of dignity while still making improvement necessary. This is important because public correction often produces resistance stronger than the original mistake. Carnegie recognizes that people are more willing to change when they can do so without embarrassment. He also advises praising the slightest improvement, being generous with approval, and giving others a reputation to live up to. These are not empty morale boosters. They create a social identity that encourages better conduct. The leadership model in the book is therefore relational rather than authoritarian. It seeks compliance through encouragement, trust, and carefully managed feedback instead of punishment or embarrassment. Lastly, the book's lasting value comes from sincerity, habit, and daily practice. What separates Carnegie's book from many later interpersonal manuals is its insistence that technique alone is not enough. He repeatedly frames the principles as habits that must be practiced, reviewed, and internalized, not simply understood. The advice works only when it is grounded in sincerity, because people respond to genuine concern differently from polished performance. This makes the book both accessible and demanding. The lessons are simple to grasp, but difficult to apply consistently because they require self-awareness, patience, and restraint. The book also endures because it translates well across contexts: business, family life, sales, management, teaching, and friendship. Its recommendations are broad enough to remain relevant while still concrete enough to act on immediately. At the same time, the book has limits. It reflects a strong faith in courteous communication and may seem optimistic in highly adversarial settings. Even so, its practical power lies in shifting attention from controlling others to improving one's own conduct. That perspective gives the book a durable place in the self-help tradition. In conclusion, How to Win Friends and Influence People is best suited for readers who want a practical, readable guide to interpersonal effectiveness rather than a theoretical study of psychology. Managers, sales professionals, teachers, team leaders, students, and anyone who regularly deals with people can benefit from its emphasis on empathy, tact, and constructive communication. The book is especially useful for readers who need help with everyday influence, giving feedback, calming conflict, building rapport, and making others feel respected. Its main benefit is not that it offers clever tricks, but that it teaches a consistent model of social behavior built on sincerity and attention to others. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out for its clarity, memorable structure, and lasting applicability. The principles are simple enough to remember and broad enough to use in many settings, yet they still require discipline to apply well. That combination of directness, accessibility, and practical realism is why the book remains a cornerstone of interpersonal communication literature. If you would like to support Dale Carnegie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.